Hi, said Larry.
Hi, Lawrence. It's Samantha Hayes calling you from Penguin
Hello?
Book Writers. Can you hear me?
Hi, Samantha. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Well, I am basically calling on behalf of Ethan. He was preoccupied in the meetings. I am his assistant. So he wanted me to go over a phone call with you, listen to all your concerns, see what's going on, and then he will be sending you the finalized contract today itself.
Great. Yep, that's what I'm looking for, the finalized contract from him. And then I did have a question about the insurance. So someone,
right.
Steve sent me that certificate of insurance, which didn't make a lot of sense to me. Don Rhodes said that we have to buy it from somebody.
Okay, let me explain how that process
works. I'm just
confused. Yeah. I understand. I completely understand. Because insurances in normal circumstances or when you're having yourself insured, it's a complete different scenario as compared to where you're moving forward with the book being insured. All right, so that's the reason why probably I saw the documentation you sent in. That's the standard documentation, and we actually get the books insured by a third-party vendor, and that is probably why you are seeing something different. However, when you're looking at the standard insurance procedure, it requires a lot of details, okay? It's pretty much detailed. It gets into the depth of it and all of that. However, when you compare that to a book insurance thing, it's completely different. It does not require a lot of details. It's just a documentation that is required for you to actually claim the insurance, okay? So that is pretty much it on that.
Who's insuring it?
Who's insuring it?
Yes.
Is that
who's
the question?
Who's insuring me?
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
yes. Who's
you
insuring
are being,
me and the book?
You are being insured. This will be our name. The insurance that you got, it is affiliated and validated by our legal team, and it's going to have our name. However, inside story, let me just connect you with that as well. We have a third-party insurance provider, and we take all the insurances from them. How they work like a ghostwriting company, basically. They do not take the credit of anything, the paperwork or the insurances that they're filing on behalf of us. Reason why? Because people come to us and they want our company's name to be there on the insurance policy. Now, that is the reason why you do not see any other third parties mention on the documentation. But if that is something that is required by you, we can make that happen. It's an exceptional case. Otherwise,
well,
we go
let's
with...
Say,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so Samantha, let's say you and I had a big argument, and I don't want to do business with Penguin
mm-hmm.
anymore,
mm-hmm.
right? So supposedly this policy I bought is supposed to be a lifetime policy, right?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
So let's say somebody sues me or someone copyrights, someone duplicates the book or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I go to for coverage?
You come to us. That's the thing with our third-party provider. They do not, they're not going to come on the front end. Understand, when we are providing an insurance for your book, it is certified and validated to us as a company. All right? Now, what happens in that situation is that any terms and conditions, any liabilities and accountabilities in terms of that insurance being claimed has to be done through us because it's our name that is on that documentation. And in return, of course, we're going to facilitate that through that same security provider. So think of it this way. The Penguin Book Writers, it's actually the medium in between, and that medium is going to stay there. Just in case, let's say later down the line, 6 months down, 8 months down, your project gets completed, okay? Now, what happens is that, maybe we decide to go a different route. You no longer want to work with Penguin. You can still claim your insurance. That's not going to be disregarded or null and void. It is validated for a lifetime. So whenever you need to claim your insurance, you can come back to us at any point of time. And that's how this entire process works.
And what if, I know it's a hypothetical, but what
mm-hmm.
if Penguin went out of business?
Okay, well that
then who do I then who do I contact?
Okay, well that is a one in a million scenario. In that case, of course you need to reach out to the third party provider. Again, I'm
right.
saying that this is a one in a million scenario. Apart from this
yep.
situation, in any other situation, we're going to be there and we will facilitate this for you. And since this is not going to happen, I won't bet my money on that. But just in case if this is not making you feel comfortable, what I can do is that I can request my legal team to actually submit a request and have the name of the third-party provider, the insurance provider, included on your certificate. I can't promise anything, to be very honest, Lawrence, because it
okay.
hasn't happened before, but
okay.
I can try to do
yep.
that. You know?
But you understand, right? I mean, if it's a lifetime policy, how
mm-hmm.
do I know you're going to be around 20 years? I don't know that.
Right, right. I completely understand where you're coming from, but I explained to you how it works with us. So either way,
okay.
if we're fighting to, you can still come back to us and claim your insurance. Anyhow, I
okay,
will
good.
Still have a discussion with the legal team,
okay.
see how it goes, if we would like the third-party insurance provider to actually, you know, mention their company's name on the certificate that we will be sharing with you. And of course, if that happens, if they agree to do that, what's going to happen is that you will get a revised certificate. So the previous one will not be valid.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And as long and also as long as there's a phone number on there for claims, just in case. And I'm being honest, Nathan. I don't even know what I paid for. I don't know. I think it's writer's insurance. I have no idea what that is. I have no idea what that covers. That's why I kept asking for a policy.
It's author's insurance. Yes. It's author's insurance,
yeah.
and it covers you as an author along with the book. Basically, protection of your intellectual property. That's what it's all about.
So it's almost like it's almost like, okay. And then you guys also filed for on my behalf, I guess, for a copyright?
Yes, that is correct.
Right. And then what happens, Samantha, when the book is almost done, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you go back to them and you finalize the copyright?
Yes. Actually, the copyrights should be already processed by now. Let me just check my system really quickly and update you. I guess the request was sent in a long while back. So.
Right.
This should have been completed.
Yeah, and I think...
And you know that copyrights are actually being done directly with the United States Patent and Trademark Office, right?
Right, yes. And I saw the email, and the guy from that trademark office said in the email to Penguin, to someone at Penguin, I can't remember, it said that we've received and recorded the copyright to complete the process. It's something like you have to send them, you have to tell them when the book's completed or give them the completed
yeah,
book.
The final manuscript.
So they can put it on file.
Yes.
That's what I think
manuscript.
They're waiting for. And then is the copyright in my name or in Penguin's name?
No, it's all going to be under your name. See, we sign non-disclosure agreements with most of our customers and with that
mm-hmm.
insurance provider as well, the third party that we use. Now, what does that actually entail? It means that you and us, we have an agreement in which we prefer confidentiality. So we do not take any ownership. We do not come in front. We do not take any ownership rights for any particular intellectual property that is under your name. So you're just paying us for the services. We cater that for you, and then we hand over everything to you. So we will have no more involvements moving further until and unless you want to claim your insurance. That's the last thing. Copyright
okay.
certification, that is pretty much simple. So there's nothing that needs to be done over there.
And that goes. And then once that is completed, I think it still has to be done. According to the email, something still has to be done. But once it's done, will I get a copy of the copyright, or will I get something for my records?
Yes, of course. And
okay.
you will be getting that after we submit the final file of the manuscript.
Okay.
That is
good.
When your process
good.
Will be completed. It gets initiated just with basic information, maybe an unedited manuscript, and along with your basic details as an author, name of the book, et cetera, number of pages. That is pretty much it.
Good.
And once we are about to complete the process, let's say if you're working on your writing services or editing services, whatsoever that is, once we complete that process, that is when we forward the final manuscript, which is like finalized and completed, you know, ready to be uploaded, print-ready files, in other words, you can call it. So we have those files in our hands, that's when we submit the final manuscript to the copyright office, the copyright registry, and they finalize things. They will actually mail you a copy directly. If not, if you do not receive that, then you can take a copy from us. Because, see, there are two parties involved. That's you and us. So as your as your representative, what happens is that we get the soft cover version of it, like a digital copy. On the other hand, you get the printed version of it directly from the U.S. registry. So that process will follow through once we have completed the manuscript and submitted that from our end. So that is pretty much sorted out.
Well,
about the insurance policy, let me have a word with the legal team today itself, see what they say, and if we can get an answer from the insurance provider today itself, well and good. You know, we'll be one-sided. I can just simply call you back and inform you about this, or I'll drop you a message on the portal. If not today, then Monday it is, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And Samantha, listen, I greatly appreciate you explaining this to me, because you have to understand, when I signed up with, there was a gentleman there named Don Rhodes.
Oh, my God.
Start. I know.
He
had me send the money, and I have no idea why I'm sending money. I have no idea about the insurance. Told me that this other company I talked to was looking at my book, and I need to insure it, and I need to send them $3,000 and blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything just sounded like a scam. Like,
I can't
even explain it.
I know that, Lawrence. Trust me. I actually worked with the guy, and when he left, I was the person who was cleaning all his mess. And you wouldn't want to know. I swear to God, the mess that he created. And even when he left, he started. He actually copied the data of our customers. Can you imagine that? We had to go all legal on him because he breached the contract. So that was another story. I'm going to tell you that some other day, you know, when we're not talking about work or anything. It's very interesting
It's
frustrating. So I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
That's okay. And then I got a girl named Janice Ford, who I thought was very good. And then she, I guess, left the company.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a
she just came for a few months, and that was pretty much it. She actually got a better position at a different place, you know, better pay and all
good
that. So, yeah, she wasn't, you know, you get two types of employees, you know, when you're working in a professional environment. One of them who are actually loyal to the company. They want to stick to the company, and they have their, you know, they invest themselves into the company, and they're working for the company for a very long time. And then you get the second kind who randomly come and go. We call them hoppers, because they are hardly at a place for a very long time. And we actually do not consider them as a good employee or a good profile to, you know, not reliable actually. So whenever they get a new offer, the next thing you know, they're out. So, yeah, Janice was the second kind.
Good. And Ethan's been great. He explained the marketing. And again, I know nothing about book marketing. I did this whole project. It was actually just going to be just for me, but he thinks we should market it. So I'm trusting you guys. You know, despite all this, I'm trusting you guys. I'm working with you. You know, just asking questions, that's all.
Of course, Lawrence, it's your right to ask questions, and it is our obligation to walk you or guide you through the process. And usually, Lawrence, what happens is that when we get new authors, they often come up with the the most basic questions. It's a good thing you're not asking me those basic questions. I don't have a problem answering them too, but yeah, you're not that bad. Yeah. You're okay.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Samantha, I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling me. I appreciate
Likewise.
The explanation and you're looking
Thank
at
you so much
and
for
you're
your
looking
time.
At and you're Ethan's assistant?
That is correct. I've been working with Ethan for the past 8 years. This is our second company working together. So, yeah, it's like a family thing, you know.
I'm going to tell him you're a hell of an assistant.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for that.
Sam. I appreciate it.
All right, then, Lawrence. I'm going to catch
have
you later.
Night.
You too. And have
okay.
a nice weekend. Just in case if you don't hear from
you
me
too.
Today,
yeah,
know that
no
I'm going to get back
that's
to you
fine.
On Monday. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, Samantha.
Perfect. Thank you once again. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.